Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, I feel like one of the many things that you and I have in common is we have truly phenomenal parents.
Yes.
And, you know, our relationships with them are honestly the most fulfilling relationships we probably have. Like, it's not the most common, but I feel very lucky.
Yes, same.
But I feel like one of the universal truths about kids and parents is at some point in your life, your parents are going to embarrass you.
Yeah, and I'm honestly blessed to not be able to think of a moment right now. I'm sure they exist, but I can't think of one.
Well, I feel like for most of us, like, it's super embarrassing when you're a kid. Your parents, like, I don't know, pick you up early or something. It's, like, so mortifying. But you grow out of it. You grow up and you're like, I don't care what people think.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case for people like Addison Rae, who is the TikTok star who's dealing with, honestly, next level embarrassment when it comes to her parents. I can't even imagine having to navigate what her parents are doing to her.
I know. I mean, look, she's only 21. She's just trying to, like, go about her business, making TikTok dance videos. But right now, her mom and dad are making more headlines than she is, and they're not good headlines.
No, and that whole thing, there's no such thing as bad press. It's like, yeah, there is bad press. This is bad press.
This is it, 100%.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, August 31st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like, every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's safe to say Addison Rae is not your average 21-year-old.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know when I was 21, I was ghosting my friends at the bar to go home and eat Cluck You chicken in bed.
That checks out.
I don't think she's doing the same. She's become one of the biggest stars on TikTok in just a few short years. She has almost 90 million followers. And last year alone, she brought in a cool $8.5 million. So a little bit different from my life as a 21-year-old, but not that far apart,
no,
I'd say.
No.
But she's a social media sensation. And when it comes to being said social media sensation with that big of a following, your name comes up in the media now and then. And on top of that, sometimes your family's name comes up in the media now and then. And her parents, Sherry Easterling and Monty Lopez, are finding out firsthand just how much their names can be in the press.
Yeah. So Addison's parents have been making headlines after a very public split back in July. And an anonymous source told Page Six that Addison is mortified by her parents' behavior. And they said, Addison has seen her parents go through a lot of ups and downs over the years, but everything going on right now has been particularly overwhelming for her, which I assume so.
I would be concerned if it wasn't overwhelming for her.
I'm embarrassed for her.
I know. It's third-hand embarrassment. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
So if you're like me, you're like, what the hell is happening? Because there's just so many pieces to this puzzle that I had no idea existed.
Yeah.
To kind of walk it back a little bit, the drama with her parents started last month in July when her dad, Monty, who's 46 years old, he was outed by a 25-year-old woman named Renee Ash, who he was having an affair with.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Renee and Monty were knocking boots for about 5 months when Renee decided to publicly call him out after some super questionable behavior from Monty that she did not appreciate.
So Renee told Page Six that Monty had basically misled her about his marriage. Mm-hmm. And she said he convinced her that him and Sherry were in the process of getting a divorce and that their relationship was completely over. But Renee decided to end things with Monty at the start of July after several women accused him of hitting on them. And weeks before Renee told Page Six about the affair, Addison actually unfollowed her dad on Instagram.
Yeah, which is always so telling.
My dad doesn't even have an Instagram.
I know.
It's like, what is happening right now?
I do love that my mom has Instagram and follows just you and me.
My mom has it too, but I think she follows more than just us. She's got to follow that Buffalo Bills content.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's fire content, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is.
So obviously, the person that's probably going to be most upset about this affair is Monty's wife, Sherry Easterling, Addison's mom.
Mm-hmm.
She told Monty, get out, leave. It's the end
right
of you
now,
and me.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved pretty quickly because it seemed like within the same day, I don't actually know that that's true, but she removed the word wife from her social media bio, changed it to single mom.
Yeah.
Which seems pretty serious if you're updating your social media bio. Like, I update mine once every 2 years.
Are those details that even need to be in your social media bio? Like, I don't know.
Look, I know this is going to upset people, but when they're like, they have a long list of emojis to describe their life in their bio, I'm just like, is this absolutely necessary? I don't know that it is. But it's their social media. Do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
So then after she, you know, updated her bio, she then tweeted about the major refresh that was going on in her life.
Yeah. So Sherry posted on Twitter about this whole situation and said, that old version of you isn't for you. New story, new version. And then last month, she posted an Instagram story and she wrote about wanting to, like, protect her three children and what she calls their fragile hearts and minds, which they're like, you don't say that. We're very strong. So, of course, she's referring to Addison as well as her two sons, Enzo and Lucas, that she also shares with Monty.
Yeah.
And Sherry said that her goal is to make her children feel secure and safe while assuring them that everything will be okay. And they're going to love their new dad, Young Gravy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And, you know, Young Gravy might be Addison Rae's new stepdad because he brought Sherry, Addison's mom, as his date to the Sunday VMAs.
Yeah. So at the VMAs, they walked the red carpet together. They got a little PDA action going on.
A little.
On the red carpet and in the audience during the show.
Yeah.
And Young Gravy told Page Six that he met Sherry online and he FaceTimed with her a couple times before they met in person.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I hit on her first. I knew of her and I thought she was fine. She's like a Southern belle and I'm a Northern boy. So it felt really cute and wholesome. I'm into MILFs and she's kind of the queen of MILFs. Which is she? I don't know.
I mean,
that's a bold statement.
Yeah. There's a lot of MILFs out there.
There's a lot of MILFs out there.
There's a lot. Yeah.
And while they were walking the red carpet at the VMAs, Young Gravy told Entertainment Tonight about bringing Sherry as his date.
What is the obsession with MILFs?
They're more experienced. They are an underserviced community, I'd like to say.
Wait, absolutely. I do believe, was that Sherry?
Sherry Nicole.
Is she your date tonight?
My date tonight, yes.
No way.
Yes way.
Really? So when did you ask this lovely lady to be your plus one?
The moment that I knew I was coming to the VMAs, I did, yes.
This guy.
I was just like, are you describing a car or a person here?
Also, is everyone Southern? My God.
Well, that's what I was like. You're from the North. You sound so Southern.
Everyone sounded so Southern in this clip. I don't know. It's just like the whole thing. It really took over the news. I mean, as far as red carpet coverage went.
Yeah.
At the VMAs.
I mean, I'm not convinced this isn't all just some weird publicity. I certainly didn't even know who Young Gravy was.
I didn't know either.
Dionne Warwick didn't know who he was. Like,
I mean, if Dionne Warwick doesn't know,
then you're nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we're handling this news pretty well.
Yeah.
For being, you know, completely blindsided. Didn't even know it was coming. But Addison's dad is not handling this well at all.
Oh, God.
And earlier this month, Monty posted a pretty menacing video to TikTok with text over the screen that read, "When at Young Gravy won't accept a boxing match."
This guy, just the epitome of unlikable.
Somebody that's just desperate for attention. And it's like,
truly,
it's not a good look, buddy.
He's unhinged. And then after Sherry and Young Gravy were, you know, seen at the VMAs together and posted literally everywhere, Monty posted a shirtless pic of himself on his Instagram story because apparently that guy doesn't own shirts.
No, it's too expensive.
And the caption said, "Thank you at Young Gravy for taking the leftovers." And then he had the hashtag "tired of living a lie." And like, he was also saying that like Sherry forced him to like basically excommunicate from his first daughter to be with her.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this guy's messy.
Yeah.
And so while Monty is freaking out, Young Gravy seems very unbothered by all of the backlash he's getting from Monty because, you know, much like the rest of us, no one cares about Monty.
Yeah.
So after the VMAs, Young Gravy tweeted, "She's newly single and living her life. Leave her alone. LOL."
Yeah.
He also said, "That's Mrs. Gravy to you." I'm just kidding.
My God.
Oh, man.
Future Mrs. Gravy.
Yeah. Really rolls off the tongue.
I gotta say, like, I feel like possibly Monty should spend more time at a Target or an H&M getting shirts.
Yeah.
And less time being really unnecessarily shitty online. It's just an idea.
He just seems like a roided up loser.
Yeah.
He looks like one.
He's acting like one.
No offense, but offense.
Appropriate offense.
Yeah.
So obviously Addison is not loving all this attention her parents are getting for their extramarital shenanigans. I don't know a single person who would like this.
No.
She's now unfollowed both of them on social media. And I feel like it's a lot for a 21-year-old to deal with, let alone a 21-year-old who has a hugely successful TikTok, movies, and a makeup line.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is this parent drama going to affect her career in any way?
Listen, the only thing that's going to affect Addison Rae's career is if she keeps trying to be an actor in reboots of rom-coms. Because I'm sorry.
Do not get me started. Do not get me started.
It's like, if He's All That didn't tank her career, nothing can.
I have said this before. I had the idea for He's All That in 2012.
So you have said that a lot.
I hate that movie solely because they stole my idea before I could tell anyone about it.
That's the only reason?
Well, there are other reasons, but that's the most pressing one.
Yeah. Is she still friends with Kourtney Kardashian? I feel like that hasn't been brought up in a long time.
No, because her mom and her new stepfather are acting like Kourtney and her Travis Barker, and she's like, I can't be around this. It's too much.
Her mom should have dated Scott. Now that would have been peak drama.
God, I'd love it. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.